upstanding as we take this opportunity to give appellation unto God. Begin to tell God that, God, you are the merciful God. You are my healer. You are my great God. El Shaddai. Please begin to tell God something. Tell God, give him appellation. Bwe radi nyankupa abudi nyamidishi. Bwe radi abudi yifise. Oyo hin kesye. Ya hin kesye no no. To me ya nidia. Odofo uye nyami kesye no. Na obronza mushisha ya ya kitwa. Ewa wakwemo. Begin to give appellation. Kajizi nyamimi mobro humfone u. Majin kwane u. You are my Savior, you are my everything. You are my healer. Oh, you are my protector. Begin to tell God something. Give appellation unto God. Bunyami abudi, bunyami abudi, bunyami abudi. Why am ye? Kata ye boniso. Why am ye? Enunema ye shira. Friends, we bless the name of the living God and we appreciate him so very much. He is the sustainer of our lives. He is our protector, our leader, our guide, and our everything. And we appreciate him for bringing us together for us to listen for his word this morning. We thank God so very much. Amen. Please, let's pray. Father, speak through me to your people. Give your people understanding into your word so that at the end of the day we'll appreciate you so much and apply your word to our lives. We glorify you and we thank you for all the good things you do for us. Use us to bless your people in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Friends, the topic, the theme for our consideration in this service is love God and your neighbor. Love God and your neighbor. And the theme suggests a direction, a command, an instruction from your maker and from my maker. It is like God is telling you and me, that go here, go there. It's like father and son, that the father is giving instructions to the son as to what to do and what not to do. Why is it so? Because Christianity, in which you find yourself and I find myself, friends, is a lifestyle. Sometimes people think that Christianity is a religion. Yes, for studies, yeah, we can take it as that. But Christianity is not a religion, it's a lifestyle. That is why, according to Acts chapter 11, verse 26, the Bible teaches that as those over there conducted their lives, how they went about their things, and the people of Antioch saw them, and they called them, these are the followers of Christ. So they will be called Christians, for their lifestyle determined the name. The nomenclature that was given to them. Hallelujah. Enti nyame sumono ye Christo sumono eye abrabo. Eye abrabo. Enti eye abrabo suntino nyame ma directions are given you and I. Guidelines and principles are given you and I. And one of the principles is what we are considering today. Love God and your neighbor. Turn to a brother sitting beside you and tell the person left and right, love God and your neighbor. Yes. Yes. Somebody is saying, amen. Friends, And this guiding principle of Christian lifestyle is enshrined in the good book, the Bible. So that the first Bible reading is within the context. And it has to do with when God Almighty had called Moses onto Mount Sinai and God has instructed him, say, hey, Charlie, I'm about to give you my own principles and guidelines, the Ten Commandments. To come in a very dramatic and powerful manner, God will speak and fire will come out of his mouth and it will go and step on a tablet of stone and begin to write. So dramatic and powerful. And the Ten Commandments were given to Moses. And when the Ten Commandments were given to Moses, according to Exodus chapter 20, Moses tried to explain them bit by bit in the Torah, the first five books of Moses. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. So Moses tried to explain bit by bit how they will conduct themselves, their hygiene issues, their holiness and righteousness. He tried as much as to explain them. Now, but in the book of Deuteronomy, as our children read this morning to us, Moses tried to summarize everything about the law, everything that God has given him, into smaller cliches. So that people will read and understand. So that the Ten Commandments, all the Ten Commandments, Moses summarized the first four, into love God Almighty. He said, hear, O Israel, God is mighty, God is powerful, and God is one. But make sure you love this God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And the last six of the Ten Commandments has to do with how you treat your neighbor. So Moses summarized. And after doing that, make sure you love your neighbor as yourself. Amen. Oh, yes. So it looks simple, but it's very involving, friends. It looks simple, but it's very involving. We'll get into that. But in the third Bible reading, Jesus, the Son of the Living God, confirmed what Moses did in the Deuteronomy. So that Jesus, in his ministry, going about his duty, healing people and preaching the word, somebody crossed him. He had an encounter with a teacher of the law, and the guy asked him, I can see you preach the word. So I want to know all that you are preaching about, which of them, which of the laws, which of the words you are preaching about God Almighty is the greatest? Which of them is the greatest? Hallelujah. How can you challenge the word? The one whose name is the word. He himself is the word. According to scriptures, John chapter number 1, verses 1 onwards. In the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word came to dwell amongst us, and we saw all that he does as the Son of God. Hello? How can you challenge him? He didn't know that he was speaking to the word. So Jesus came out and told him, it's as simple as this. Everything about the law of God is this, into these two cliches. Number one, love God with all your heart, your mind, your innermost being. And then number two, love your neighbor as yourself. So Jesus confirmed what Moses had already summarized in the book of Deuteronomy. Amen. This is enshrined in the word of God, the book, good book, the Bible. My friends, why? For you to have the Christian lifestyle, you cannot go away from the word of God, the Bible, and try to apply whatever to your life, thinking that it will be okay. No, it will not be okay. As a Christian, our basis is the word of God, the Bible. Why am I saying that? Because some of you, you chase the series of Harry Potter. And you follow the lifestyles of cartoons. Some of your behaviors in home at home is about cartoon. Some of the cartoon, Tom and Jerry. Say the Tom and Jerry. Omo yo omo ni yaman. Sani yaman ni behavior you. Moshe da for money to form. Na moshe adiye. Please check your child, parent. Check your child because the things they are watching. When they are inside, quiet. You think say, oh, me baby on parent. Me baby on. Ubwa, ubwa. The things they do, you don't know. Collect the iPad, get into it, go to the history, check the background. If you are not good, you are not ICT savvy. Contact the Nana Kwamis, the Nana Kwamis and the Nana House, Brabetapia and Co. Contact them so that they will help you. But the things they watch, even Illuminati people are enrolling them into their fold. Omdisika, any and you yam a dead one. Tonamudi, I'm a baby, I'm a kubwa. Caution, Yama. God have mercy. God have mercy. Hallelujah. Amen. Friends, the meaning of the greatest command. The greatest commandment. The meaning of it. Friends, love God Almighty and love your neighbor as yourself. Want to delve into it. It has to do with this. It is your vertical relationship with your God and the horizontal relationship with others and your surrounding. What is the vertical relationship with your God? First and foremost, to fear God. And again, to put God first. Everybody say, put God first. Nowadays, we put our phones first. When you wake up from bed, then you are searching for your phone, and you begin to fidget it and fidget it and fidget it. Hello? Amen. And we fidget in our phones. And we will not even pray. We will not even thank God. Straight our phones. Hello? My man, I come back at you. Oh, could there be a Jesus' phone? Near the good common point. Hello? And you think that's what? I'm down. I'm down. Sorry, them. We say we are broke. We are broke. And I don't know phone. So. Amen. Let's have quiet time with our children. Having quiet time with them. It's not automatic. It's not because they come to church and things will take it course. No. Teach the child the way he or she should go and all other things. Oh God. Amen. Hey. That I'm new be being common, and I'm seeing you with you about 16 years. When you said, to Natari, cry. When you said, to Natari, to iron his own shape. When you said, you're to know. Hello? Now, because I grow. Untreno. It's in the Bible, said, I can't say, teach. Should I call that quaya on faso? Teach. Everybody say, teach. The church, as I've been before, we should teach. One channel on him, and also try as much as possible to put things of God first. The vertical relationship with our God, put things of God first. A dibia nyamidine that's no funny diema menya primus inter Paris men sumabo and see a dien you know what we are. Say me wa Yeshua, me wa diyina. Oh Yesu ba miya, and ya me yina ba miya. Say me wa Yeshua, me wa diyina. Yesu ba miya, that you put things of God first. Adie bi anyame din da suru din die ma. Na wo hwese no na bekoso nyame shrapa. Amen. So after the vertical relationship with your God, you make sure there are horizontal relationship with others, with your surroundings also is perfect. How do I mean by that? Becoming accommodating and tolerant. Some of us we are not tolerant. Oba oku untimi no yire kwensre. Ade no waka wani masi sasa na we mu na sa. O sre tro yire kakra na ye ten. Emuna sa. Obu sasa de na mika we de wunim nti we de ade no nim. Ade no nim. Mini adan chere oni oto nche na sre hwe ne kakra. Sre hwe ne kakra. Hello? We should be accommodated and tolerant. But in all that, we have to tolerate ourselves. Empathize with your brother. Sympathize with others. Be ready to assist others in different ways. Junior youth, ask your friends, what are you finding difficult in school? Ask your friends, come together, ask yourselves, is it mathematics, is it ICT, is it science? So that one day you can call on your teachers, and even Saturdays and Fridays, Friday evenings, we come and they take you through certain things, helping one another. Some of you are good in mathematics. You are good in other subjects. Subjects that are hard for people. And you can be leaders to guide your people, to pull others to your level. You understand? God bless you for that. Amen. And making time to intercede for ourselves. That is the horizontal relationship with others. So, loving God and loving your neighbor as yourself is the vertical relationship with our God and the horizontal relationship with others. Say amen. And the second Bible reading is so important. It was talking about the high priest, the army general of Christianity, Jesus the Christ, your high priest and my high priest. And what was he saying? It's about this. You see, some people are trying to promote love over the sacrificial work of Jesus the Christ. So some people walk around, if you love, God will receive you. If you love somebody, it's okay. Love is the only thing. If you are saying, your loving somebody should be in the lens of Jesus the Christ. So if it is not in the lens of Jesus the Christ, what you are doing is pasco. And yes, no, as soon as you see a genie, na ye friwa, ya doeradi, ya nyan kupon, ya drin yinemu, ya nkren yinemu, ya hondin yinemu, ya do ya nyan kusi yehu. Say, and no, I'm a foundation, or the four me pouchel, ye tea, because, and kofobebre, you so love, or no? Say, udo bia, na sa, and who ya, yes, unindia, almost so yes, you know. The name of Jesus has power. The blood also has power. It drives away. The blood drives away things of the devil. So they are afraid. That is why, you wake up in the morning and you thank God and you soak yourself in the blood. The Father, I dip myself in your blood. I mark my daddy's car with your blood. I mark our home with your blood. And before you sleep, you do that. And before even you eat, Father Lord, anoint Lord my food with your blood. The blood of Jesus. Everybody said the blood of Jesus. It has power to save. Na upon Chima Jampo or die home, Naso Wosun Sumu Bana and Timia and Murad and Mankudi Bonia, how much more the blood of Jesus? Yesu Mojano, Ama, my year or this year, and Yesu Mojano, Ama, yeah, or this year.
need to school the blood of Jesus.
JY people, listen. Those people you are with in your classes, in your school, not all of them are Christians. That you have to, relate with them. You understand? And it is the blood of Jesus that would ward them off away from you. Some of them, before they come, they chant. They call on other gods to come and have influence in the school. But with the blood of Jesus over your life and over my life, they can't. They cannot do anything. Mojanimo.
Mojanimo.
Yes.
Mojanimo.
What are the lessons in there? What are the lessons? Let's go together. Let's go together. First and foremost, the fear of God is the basis of the Christian lifestyle. The fear of God is the basis of Christian lifestyle. And again, his blood is key. His blood is key. As we fear the Lord, we apply his blood over our lives. We appropriate the blood of Jesus to our lives. That enona ajeme ne wonkwa. And from there, friends, community mindset, thinking about others, fellow failing. Think about your neighbor. Have fellow failing. Hallelujah. Amen. And through that, we build consensus and we build consortiums to do business. Ghanaians, people of God, Cameroonians, everybody over here, please listen. We are in America to occupy. We are here to occupy. So we should begin to think business-wise. Having relationship with people, Ghanaians, 2, 3, 4, coming together to form formidable businesses. That is what the Jews have done. You go to New York, the skyscrapers. As we should begin to be doing that, the Nigerians are doing it. When I was in New York, our vicinity, Mount Vernon, our vicinity, just direct opposite, there was a building, a dilapidated building, Bipa, which was that we are pro. You were one who said, Nigeria, Nibia, Ba, no, I be here, so many Pamiensa, no, I be see, Dino, Ombu Bam, any Pamiensa, 3 families, winning a year, winning a year, winning a year, Baku, Babako, no, my bum. And I just say, Omo, yes, sir. At the end of the day, not by a consumer, not by a quama, Obi, not by a cona consumer, not by a sir. At the end of the day, not so mu uni, san omo ye. Ghana ni abi do akura no mo kontoqua. Chinese people, the Chinese, they are doing it. The Spanish are also doing it. Businesses, consortiums. Other-centeredness, friends. Now, remember, who free are kufia? As something is simple, as my kasache, but it's simple. And it's this: it's about 3 things over here. Christianity is not a religion; it's a lifestyle. And it's about believing in the salvation that Jesus offers through his blood. Number one. And number two, it's about the vertical relationship with your God. Meaning, yes, betna. Oh, yeah, madam, for pa. Missy, baby, I'm a cono. Yes, you can. Missy, Amen. Please let's pray. Mini Yesu Betna. Begin to pray that Lord Jesus, you are my Savior. Begin to pray. Begin to pray. Tell Jesus something. That's a Yesu. We don't never know. So pray for somebody in the family, that drunkard, pray for that drunkard, pray for that destitute, pray for that person. Amen.